This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Today, as we have done periodically, we delve into our treasure trove of Katherine Tucker Windham stories, curated by WLRH's Brett Tannehill. Many years ago, a rosebush in Alabama made history. Ms. Windham tells us the story.
Flower lovers in Selma look forward to the spring when the Lady Bankshire roses bloom all over Selma. And nearly every rose bush, those yellow roses, came from a single plant at the Presbyterian Church that has a history that is closely associated with the history of Selma. It was the spring of 1865 in April. The Battle of Selma was fought here. Nearly the end of that war that divided this country. The South was on its last gasp almost. And the Yankee troops were riding in to take Selma. And it was on a Sunday morning. And the call went out for every able-bodied man to report to the trenches around Selma to help defend the city. And at the Presbyterian Church, the minister, young man 33 years old, the Reverend Arthur Small, was in the church getting ready to deliver his Sunday message. And I don't know who he expected to have in the congregation that Sunday. But he heard the call to come help defend the city, and he left the pulpit and went out to try to do what he could for a city he loved. And he was killed in the Battle of Selma. And they say that they brought that young man's body back to the Presbyterian manse. There was a Lady Bankshire rose that grew over the entranceway to the house where they were bringing the body. It was in full bloom. And they say when they brought that young man's body up the steps to the front porch and toward the front door, that rose bush shed its golden petals like tears on his body. And that story has been repeated year after year after year. And that rose bush that wept on the body of that young Presbyterian minister still blooms every spring by the Presbyterian Church in Selma. And all over Selma, there are bushes that are cuttings from the rose bush, the Lady Bankshire that shed his tears on the Reverend Mr. Small.
Master storyteller Katherine Tucker Windham grew up in Thomasville, Alabama, and kept listeners enthralled with her stories and ghost stories for many years. You can hear Katherine Tucker Windham's tale of the Rosebush and all the past Sundial stories and poems online. Just go to WLRH.org and click on the Sundial tab. You can hear Sundial each and every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.